The Wampler Foods Company recalled more than 27 million pounds of packaged and frozen meats this weekend. This was the largest meat recall in history. It was prompted by the discovery of potentially deadly bacteria in some products and in a processing plant in Pennsylvania. Health experts have not linked the contamination to an outbreak of listeria food poisoning that began this summer. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
Wampler recalled cold cuts and frozen chicken and turkey, which is marketed under many names, including Pilgrim's Pride, after finding listeria bacteria in the meat. Listeria is not all that common compared with salmonella and other foodborne bacteria. Only about 2,500 cases are reported each year. But of those, about 500 become fatal, particularly to people with poor immune systems. Pregnant women also need to be careful because their fetuses are at risk. Dr. Charles Soprinsky at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine studies listeria.
What makes it an insidious foodborne disease pathogen is that the organism can survive and to some extent multiply at refrigeration temperatures on some food products. So conceivably, a food product that had a low level of listeria contamination might grow larger numbers of organisms over a period of time when kept under standard conditions in a home.
So even slight contamination in a food processing plant can grow into a problem, especially once the expiration date passes. Soprinsky says there's no clear hazardous dose either. Many people can tolerate quite a lot of listeria without ill effect.
There also seems to be a bit of a lag in many instances of up to 2 to 3 weeks between ingestion, or when we think the people ingest the organism and they develop signs of disease. Where the organism is during that time, why it takes that long for a disease to become apparent, etc., is not clear.
But that time lag does greatly complicate outbreak investigations, such as the one that's been going on since late August in states stretching from Connecticut to Maryland. That outbreak has grown to 44 cases and 7 deaths. It's not yet clear whether the Pilgrim's Pride plant is responsible for any of those cases of listeriosis or dozens of other cases that have been identified this summer but are not considered part of the outbreak. That investigation is continuing. Dr. Michael Osterholm at the University of Minnesota says one problem with listeria outbreaks is investigators need evidence from many cases to trace the disease to a common source.
This is obviously a double-edged sword because you'd like to have no cases of this occurring. And unfortunately, sometimes the outbreaks require a period of time to go by before you have enough cases to have the information necessary to pinpoint the source.
Obviously, it's better to prevent cases from the get-go. But listeria is such an incredibly common bacterium in soil and in water that prevention has proven to be a huge challenge.
And in fact, if you gave me $1 billion today and told me to go into a plant and guarantee that it wouldn't be there, I don't think I could do it. Therefore, the real question becomes, how do we get it out of our food, or if it gets in the food, make sure that it's safe?
Cooking is one way. Dr. Osterholm also advocates food irradiation to kill any residual germs in packaged foods. He says the controversy over this process is fading. In fact, he says consumers have responded favorably to irradiated beef, which became available this year in some major grocery stores.
We still don't have formal approval yet from the Food and Drug Administration for the use of irradiation on ready-to-eat products. That's coming. We believe it will be here soon. And when it does come, it could be a major public health step forward.
In the meantime, people at risk from listeria can now play it safe by re-cooking their packaged deli meats. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.